Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with us, please, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6:32, he had said, after all these things, talking about what we call the necessities and desires of life, your food, your clothes, your housing, all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, you know, maybe God knows that we don't need it. No, it said God knows you do need it. And verse 33, but seek ye, they're all seeking after that, but you seek something else. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, your food, your clothing, your housing, your money, all these things will be added to you. Not while you're seeking the things, but while you're seeking the kingdom. Now, this is a completely different way of living. Completely different way of living than the world lives. When he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, how many would agree and believe that all of us believers should be seeking first the kingdom of God? You agree with that?
Yes.
What is the kingdom of God? How could you seek it if you don't know what it is? So we've been into this for some weeks now when I've been with you that defining what the kingdom is and how it operates and how we can seek and put God's kingdom first. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom. In the book of Acts, Peter, Paul, the church, they referred to the kingdom on an ongoing basis. Jesus and the apostles and the beginning days of the church, they were all very, very kingdom-minded. The gospel is actually the good news about the kingdom. That's not my idea. I'm quoting scripture. The gospel of the kingdom is how the gospel is referred to. Well, what is the kingdom? Kingdom is a combination of two words, king and dumb, shortened down from dominion, the king's dominion. Or you could say it like this, what the king reigns over. In fact, Young's literal translation translates it that way consistently in the New Testament. Instead of saying the kingdom of God, it says the reign, R-E-I-G-N, the reign of God. And so, if we're seeking the kingdom of God, we are seeking that which the Lord reigns over. And we're seeking that what He reigns over would expand.
Yep.
And if you said, well, what does the Lord reign over? A lot of Christians would say He reigns over everything. And if you just say it like that, that's not true. If you're talking about right here and right now, God ruling and reigning over everybody and everything. Now, if this sounds new to you, don't just say, well, I don't think I agree with that preacher. We spent weeks on a subject we called You Choose a while back. Go back and get that and go through the scriptures with us and see what the Word says. You hear a lot of folks say, God is in control. And people say, you know, of what? What's God in? Everything. God's in control of everything. And you hear people say, no matter what happens, well, everything happens for a reason. I just believe everything. Well, that may be true, but it doesn't mean that the reason is that it was God's will or God's plan. And the truth is, there's all kind of things happening down here that's not God and not His will and not His plan. There is a devil, and he's stealing and killing and destroying. Is that the same as what God is doing?
No.
Then why are we going to say that every... Do you know who wants you to believe that God's in control of everything? The devil. So that you don't blame him.
Yeah.
And you actually blame God for all the evil stuff the devil is doing and ungodly people are doing. Now back up with me in this 6th chapter to the 9th verse. Matthew 6 and 9, Jesus' disciples had asked him about prayer, how to pray and what to pray about. And Jesus gave this, and what we, most every Christian is familiar with, what we call the Lord's Prayer. And he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the first thing he directs us to ask for is what? Verse 10. What? What's the first thing? Your kingdom. So there's more than one kingdom. Not all kingdoms are God's kingdom. Your kingdom. There are a number of kingdoms in the earth right now that are not God's kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Keep reading. Give us this day our daily bread. Keep reading right through the prayer here. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And notice how the prayer ends. For thine is the what? Kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now back up to that 10th verse again. You see a definition of the kingdom or understanding of it. What is the kingdom of God? Thy kingdom come. What else? Thy will be done. Where the king is reigning, the king's will is being done. Can you see this? Well, is God reigning over everything down here right now? Well, is his will being done in everything down here right now? No. But does God have a separate will for the earth than for heaven? He does not. Is it God's will that heaven be wonderful and earth be terrible? No. God doesn't change. He has one will. Right? Now, how are things in heaven right now? Huh? How much crime in heaven? How much disease? How much famine? How much war? How much? How much?
Zero.
Zero. Do you know why? Because God actually is in complete control there. And His will is being done in its entirety there. What about down here? Well, if God's will was already being done in its entirety down here, why would He tell us to pray that it would be? No. God's will is not being done in its entirety. Now, there's coming a time. I said there's coming a time when every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords to the glory of God the Father. But that time is not yet. That time is not yet. I'm quoting Scripture. It says, now we see not yet all things under His feet. But in this time, in this age, the Lord is only ruling over those who voluntarily submit to His Lordship. Those who are not, He is not. How many are glad that the Lord helped you to see light? Yes. To bow your knee. Yes. And to receive Jesus as Lord of your life. And to the degree that you and I will yield to Him and submit to His Lordship and do what He tells us to do, He will be reigning over us. And the way you can tell if He's really reigning over you, His will be being done in you and through you and around you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now go with me, please. Over to John, the 3rd chapter, and verse 3. John 3 and 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night And Jesus said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You look at other verses, he talks about entering into the kingdom of God. You won't be aware of the kingdom and you won't get into the kingdom except by being born again. Now that's the King James. It's interesting to note, Young's literal translation says it like this, that Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, if anyone may not be born from above," and this is literally accurate, "if anyone is not born from above, he's not able to see the reign of God." Now, taking other scriptures, born again is a correct term too. But in this passage, it literally says born from above. What's that got to do with seeing and being a part of the kingdom? Well, the kingdom of God is also called the kingdom of heaven. And, or we could say it like this, the kingdom from above. To get in the kingdom from above, you got to be born from above. Very, very important. Some of the things that we're going over right now, you may not see where they all fit. And it might not make you want to just jump up and run the aisle immediately. But the Lord's doing things in us. He's laying things that we will need for later on. Do you believe this? And as we go, more and more of these things are just going to gel and come together, and we're going to be able to understand this because we got this. Born from above. Say it out loud. Born from above. Born from above. And verse 4, Nicodemus said, "How is a man able to be born being old? Is he able into the womb of his mother a second time to enter and be born?" Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, if any one may not be born of water and the Spirit, he is not able to enter into the reign of God." So he's talking about seeing the kingdom and entering into the kingdom. How's the only way to see the kingdom and get in the kingdom? You must be born from above, born again. Only way. Now he goes on to say, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Verse 7, "You may not wonder that I said to you, it behooveth you," in other words, you must be born from above. Born from above. Now we're going to go into some scripture that shows how clearly Jesus differentiated between that which is from above and that which is from beneath. That which is of God and that which is of this world. He made a very distinct separation between the two, and we need to as well.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.